This is a familiar scene and season for those of us who have been part of Unitarian Universalist congregations for a while. For some people, the water communion service is even more meaningful than Christmas or Easter. It is a time of beginning and a time of return. It is also a time to ask once again, what exactly are we coming back to? And why? Why do we return to this community, to this particular well? We return because we know that we cannot grow in isolation. We return to the well because we choose to experience life as a member of the human family. We return to the well because we know there is power in joining our solitudes in the communion of struggle. We return to the well because we choose love over isolation. I just finished a book by Donald Miller, a younger generation Christian writer. This 33-year-old fits the profile of a typical UU. He is a self-possessed, professed green liberal. He has strong social justice callings, and he really hates it when some of the evangelical Christians claim that their way is the only way. He is also, for much of his life, he also believed that spirituality was a solitary endeavor, something that one did very quietly by himself. And this is an attitude that is shared by a lot of Unitarian Universalists. There are about 650,000 Americans who call themselves Unitarian Universalists, but only one-third of them actually belong to a congregation. This reveals a very strong, independent, and individualistic streak among us. I often run into people who say that they definitely believe in the seven UU principles, and they wholeheartedly agree with the idea that there are many paths to the holy, but they see no reason to join a congregation. They're perfectly content with their values and their beliefs, and if they need some inspiration every once in a while, they can go to Amazon.com or download a podcast. Don Miller felt the same way about his Christian faith. He felt that it was something that he could do by himself, which suited him just fine because he is an introvert. He's so much of an introvert that he's almost a recluse. After spending years and years exploring his spirituality in the silent sanctuary of his own mind, he found that he was suddenly lonely. Lonely is to the soul what thirsty is to the physical body. He wasn't just lonely, though. His spiritual life had grown dry and brittle. He had grown bored with Christian spirituality. He even tried going to a UU church once. The whole idea of seeking spiritual growth in isolation is almost a contradiction in terms. Spirituality is concerned with what lies beyond the ego. It involves relationships with other people, and an awakening to our own true nature, that is, our deep self. The deep self, or the soul, if you like, our divine light, that makes up the whole, the one. Some would call that one God, some would call it love. Whatever the language, it is an urging of the heart toward union instead of separation, relationship instead of isolation. Seeking spiritual growth in isolation doesn't work. It's impossible for human beings to see themselves fully. It's like you can't see the middle of your back, or the back of your head, unless you're extremely flexible. We need other people to be that mirror that reveals those parts of ourselves that we cannot see. And I'm not talking about just that tag that's sticking up behind your shirt, or that cowlick that's sticking up in the back of your head. In the spiritual realm, the things we cannot see, the deepest, most hidden parts of us, those are the things that are most important. It's hard to even imagine seeing those hidden parts reflected back to us. The idea of waking up to ourselves may feel a little too good to be true. But as the poet said, we have only begun to imagine the fullness of life. After Don Miller realized how lonely and how spiritually dry he was, he did join a church. But he went one step further, and he moved into a house with five other guys, all Christians from his congregation. And living with them pushed all of his buttons. He was constantly angry, cranky, irritated, and frustrated. And how did his housemates respond? They responded with love. They responded with a loving confrontation and held up the mirror for him and said, "Look, Don, this is what you look like to us." And then Don finally saw it. For the first time, he saw that he was, as he called it, addicted to himself. He realized that his mind was like a radio tuned to just one station, K-Don, all Don, all the time. We need other people to love us this much. We need other people to love us so much that they will confront us with that mirror. Take a look around you and you will see lots and lots of people who are willing to hold up that mirror. If you were one of the 50 people who came out on Friday night for the Faith Development Startup Weekend, you know that there are people here who will love you like that. And if you were one of the 50 people who joined a covenant group last year, then you definitely know. You know there are people around here who will love you like that. We return to the well because we know that we cannot grow in isolation. We return to the well because we know there is power in the joining of our solitudes, in the communion of struggle. We return to the well because we choose love. May that always be so. Blessed be.